White Magnum Ice Lolly for Michael. I see you as soon as I get on the train. You've picked a good seat, just past the glass window dividing the section with doors from the seating area. You're sitting by the aisle. I will have to brush past to sit beside you. I'll have to shuffle between your knees and those of the passenger opposite, choosing whether to face you and have your eyes looking up the curve of my breasts, or to back past you, with your eyes looking down the curve of my arse. Both sets of curves are fitted into a tight white skirt suit, which I can see you're already looking forward to sticking your hand into. The suit is just about acceptable for office wear, a single-buttoned white jacket which swells out to accommodate my breasts, a sheer skirt curving smoothly down to just above my knee. Not a crease or line in it. My legs are bare on this hot summer day. I've put on a pair of black high-heeled fuck-me shoes. My fingernails are painted scarlet. They make a pretty show against the white suit. A dangling diamante pendant draws any eye that is not caressing the smooth line of my white-clad hip to my cleavage, where lightly tanned skin and a deep cleft are exposed by a low-cut white linen blouse. You make a sidelong smirk of anticipation, a quick flick upwards of the corner of your mouth, a glint in eyes which slide towards me before nonchalantly trailing round the carriage. If I really were a stranger, you would be openly staring at me, making your admiration evident. Bad boy. You always make sure we pretty women know how good we make you feel. If you do catch my eye, I'll burst out laughing. That will spoil our game, so you're careful to glance carelessly out of the window. Will I sway my hips a bit more than I need to as I walk down to you? That would have quite an effect. Other men are already looking openly or furtively at me. If I were alone, I would get nervous and cross about it. Women look grimpily away from my little show. Instead of swaying my hips on my high black heels down the aisle to take the empty seat beside you, I go to stand by the glass window between the doors and the seating area. You flick your eyes up at this. I'm looking carelessly past you down the carriage. The doors close and the train starts moving, making me lurch on my high heels. I keep my balance by pressing one hand on the glass. The diamante pendant is trembling in the cleft between my breasts. I bring my other hand out from behind my back. In it, I'm holding a white chocolate Magnum ice cream lolly, still in its wrapper. You're blinking and openly staring now. Your mouth purses as you realise I'm not sticking to the agreed script. I lean my shoulder on the glass and slowly bring my red-nailed hand up to pull at the ice cream wrapper. I allow the tip of my tongue to caress up into the groove above my upper lip. My eyes are focused on the ice cream. Apparently, that's all I care about. The hot, sweaty men are looking desperately away. The women slide furtive, envious glances as the ice cream lolly emerges from the wrapper. A sheen of damp has already formed on the crisp chocolate shell in the heat. I drop the wrapper neatly into the bin. I run my tongue round the whole of my mouth in quick, eager anticipation. I love a white Magnum ice lolly. Leaning with one hand on the glass, I lift the chocolate lolly up to my mouth. I purse up my lips. Slowly I slide the top of the lolly into my hot mouth. I close my eyes in ecstasy as the hard, sweet shell touches my tongue. I withdraw the ice lolly and opening my eyes, look straight into your eyes, then have to look hurriedly away. I'm in danger of spoiling the game by bursting out laughing. Your face is a picture, my darling. When I slide the lolly back in my mouth this time, I crack the white shell delicately with my teeth. Fragments of white chocolate explode on my tongue, exposing the soft, sweet, cool ice cream inside. The textures and tastes spread over my taste buds as the chocolate, then the ice cream, begin melting on my tongue's heat. I take the lolly from my mouth, and as always, a couple of fragments of chocolate shell break off and fall. Ordinarily, I put my hand to catch them, but I'm leaning on my hand to keep my balance. The fragments of chocolate tumble down the deep cleft in my cleavage. I make an ooh of mock surprise. I open my eyes wide and giggle. I lean on my arm on the glass, swap the lolly to my other hand, and fish incompetently in my white lace bra to try to disinter the melting fragments of white chocolate. The men look surreptitiously. Some of the women have started sniggering. You are looking, then looking away. The grin has crept back into the corner of your mouth, the glint into your eye. Your legs are now desperately crossed. I manage to salvage one fragment of chocolate, leaving the other to nestle in the depths of the cups of my bra, warmed by the globe of my breast. I hold the rescued fragment between red-nailed finger and thumb and pop it into my hot mouth. Turning my attention back to the white chocolate lolly, I begin to eat it in earnest. I bite parts off, which I roll around on my tongue. I lick the shell with my wet red tongue. I lick at the soft white cream inside the shell. I splay my hand on the glass to keep my balance. I lick slowly. Now I'm left with a small stump of mostly ice cream on the stick. I open my mouth and put the whole thing in my mouth. I close my eyes and suck on 3 inches of rounded soft lolly, rubbing it between my tongue and the roof of my mouth. The train is coming to a stop. It's not our stop, but you've had about as much as you can take. You spring to your feet and stride up the carriage and past me. The doors open and you get off the train. Your head tilts as you check to see if I'm going further off-piste down the creamy white slope of that lovely lolly. Oh, darling, I am always faithful in my fashion. I, of course, obediently get off the train in your wake, tottering on my high heels. I follow as you go down the stairs and head for the ticket barrier. Through the barrier and in unfamiliar streets, you moderate your walking pace so you can look about you for any suitable spot. Also so that I can comfortably keep up with you. Gosh, if I have to run in this tightly fitted skirt, I will probably split it up the back. Not too far from the station, you find an alley. The high-fenced gardens of suburban houses back onto it on one side. On the other is an institutional building with stone walls and no windows on the ground floor. Halfway along this quiet, secluded pathway, you come to a stop. I saunter up to you, tottering on my high heels. There is a grin in the corner of my mouth, a glint in my eye. You push me back against the wall, with hands that are both insistent with lust and considerate of me. I lean luxuriously back on the sun-warmed rough stone. Your hands are already on my thighs, pushing up the tight white skirt. Suddenly you stop. Your eyes stare down into mine. You have pushed the skirt up far enough to find no knickers, just the curve of my arse cheeks, the brush of hair on your long fingers. Fuck me, you mutter, with a snort of laughter. I intend to, I am unable to resist quipping. If I had sat beside you on the train as we agreed, your hand would have strayed onto my leg and up my thigh, as we agreed. My legs would have parted for your invasive hand to quest up and find my bare bottom, immediate access for fingers to fumble at my horny, excited clitoris, to push between the slick, wet lips of my cunt and slide straight up in. You make a gasp as this vision passes briefly through your imagination. You press suddenly close to me and stoop your head to cover my mouth with yours. I wrap my arms around you and press into your kiss, pushing my tongue to curl with yours in our mouths. Perhaps you can still taste the sweet ice cream in my kiss. You press your groin to me, and through your trousers I feel the long, hard rod of your erection. Your hands cup on my bare arse cheeks, pulling them apart. My knees are trembling. I'm wet and soft with excitement and anticipation. My skirt is rucked up tight around the tops of my hips. I spread my legs as best I can, yielding to your gently pulling hands on my arse cheeks. You draw back to hurriedly unzip and tug a condom from your pocket. We're both too excited to play around any more. My little fingers reach to entangle with yours and lift your rigid cock to my cunt. Oh, honey, fuck me. I'm so excited by that first nudging touch of the head of your dick between my cunt lips. I spread my hips and stand on tiptoe on my high heels, leaning back on the rough, warm wall behind me. Nothing beats that moment when I finally get to feel the head of your cock pressing on my soft opening vulva, entering the box of pleasures. With a thrust and a grunt, you press your entire length deep up inside me. I give a cry of pleasure as I feel you sliding all the way in. Already you're hitting the spot, and I grip you close to me. You press in and upwards, grasping my bare cheeks in your cupped hands. Your fingers grip on my buttocks and thighs, spreading me. I begin to moan with joy. My cunt muscles are clenching around your hard, thick rod, pushing me back against the wall. You begin to thrust harder, more urgently. I find this so exciting that I have to bury my face in your shoulder to muffle my screams of pleasure. I feel you thrusting up deep. I'm clenching on your cock. I'm pinned to the walls by the pressure of you fucking me, and suddenly I'm gone, pushed to the rough, warm stone, into the grip of your cupped long fingers. The pleasure explodes out from my thighs through my whole body. You make one final series of hard, lusting thrusts, and then we are still. We are both trembling, leaning on the wall. You lean on me. My panting breasts rise and fall against your chest. I hold you tightly close, my face still pressed into your shoulder. You pull your cock slowly out of me. You lower me gently to the ground, sliding down to sit with me, an arm around me. We sit on the dirt, still trembling and pressed close. My head leans into your shoulder and neck. With one hand, you caress my face.